This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Do you think that snails fart?
BJ.
If the animal poops.
Yep.
It farts.
Whoa. However,
Jamie,
I don't think I've ever heard a bird fart.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Heard that either. I've seen them poop on me. I've been pooped on a couple times.
I've seen a moth fart.
Sometimes they
flutter around. If you watch them, sometimes they'll fly in a straight line.
Uh-huh.
And that's when they fart.
And a little poof comes out.
Yeah, because they're fluttering in a straight line.
Shut up.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Yeah. Alice 105.9. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hello and welcome to a Wednesday here in beautiful Colorado. It is currently, 17 degrees? It's cold out there.
So cold.
I'm freezing.
So cold.
I am freezing. This studio is cold.
It is, all right,
you can get us on the Odyssey app. If there's anything you missed in the show today, just simply go there to get the podcast. It's really easy and it's absolutely free. Good morning, Jamie. How are you, Jamie?
I'm still cold.
Yeah, me too. I don't know why, but I'm like...
And then my right ovary hurts. I don't know why, but it does.
You got a left and a right, huh?
Well, yeah, you have two ovaries.
Yeah, the right one's
acting up.
Jeez.
I don't know.
It's frozen up this morning.
I don't know what's happening, but it's painful. I think it needs stretched out.
Somebody won the Mega Millions last
night. Oh, they did?
One ticket in New Jersey. Now, I got a little bit of hope here, Jamie. Let me explain.
Okay, I'm listening.
You know, Powerball Pete is from New Jersey, isn't he?
He is.
Maybe he bought tickets online.
Yeah.
Oh.
From New Jersey.
Didn't he send our numbers?
He did.
Yeah, well.
He did. I saw but I didn't look at the numbers because, I mean, it's just a group of tickets and a picture.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Keep up with that. And it doesn't really say on there what state it's bought in or didn't, the picture I saw.
I don't think he buys them online. I think he actually goes to a store.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
Well, yeah. Old school like that.
There is $1 million winner right here in Colorado.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. Somebody won $1 million.
Do you know where they bought it?
No.
Oh.
No. They're not even saying where the $1 billion was bought.
Not yet?
No.
Yeah.
No information's coming out, but somebody won $1 billion. And we don't know if it's one person, if it's a pool at an office. We don't know. We have no idea.
Now, isn't there another one out there?
Tonight?
Yeah. Okay.
Tonight, Powerball.
All right. And that one's worth?
$865 million.
All right. Well, we still have a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, still.
Are we still in?
Still have a chance. Let's give it one more time.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I sent in our money for us yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. So now you're down to
230.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm keeping a running tab.
Right away.
Although I've not added in back the hats yet. So.
Oh yeah.
So there may be a little bit of a difference there. You bought a bunch of hats at Bucky's.
So you're up to 600.
What?
Yeah, those are expensive hats. Oh, my God. Speaking of which, there's this girl that works for Children's Hospital, right? And she knew that we were all going to Bucky's. And so I made a joke and said, hey, do you want anything? Well, she actually said yes.
Yeah.
And she gave me, which you're always shocked when they say, like, yes, I would like something.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, okay, what can I get you? And she's like, can you get me this flavor beef jerky? She wanted, like, the hot and sour beef jerky and the jalapeno something something.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, no problem, because, you know, she didn't want to go up there. And so I bought her specifically those kinds of jerky. I bought, like, 10 bags of jerky. Well, anyway, those two were designated for her. So I have the all, well, except for the stuff that I'm hiding from my son for Easter, because he's going to, you know, get a beaver Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, Easter, beaver Easter. I had everything on the table. He ate them both.
Oh, you left them out.
But yeah. I didn't tell. It's not his fault.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's no rules when something's on the kitchen table as well, far as food.
He's 17.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ate everything in the house.
Yeah. Exactly. So exactly.
There's no rules at your house.
Oh, there's rules here. Well, anyway, he ate them both bags of beef jerky that she specifically wanted.
Oh.
I feel horrible. I feel absolutely horrible. I'm like, oh, my God.
She's going to have to make her own trip.
I think so. Yeah. I haven't even told her yet.
It's like, speaking of which, Fidel brought in the ghost peppers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, if we're going to try those today.
Yeah, we are.
If you want to give it a shot.
Yeah, sure.
I opened the packet just to get a little whiff of these things.
Yeah.
And, man. They make your mouth burn just smelling them.
Oh, just smelling them? Yeah.
Oh,
what's that? What's that? Like, not, I don't know if it's a podcast, where celebrities eat the hot sauce. What's that called?
Oh, hot ones.
Hot ones. Yeah. I love that.
No, it's so good.
It is so good. And he interviews them while they're eating this food. And
it's funny to, like, see, like, just whatever everyone's different palate is as far as, like, spiciness.
Exactly.
Because some people tap out, like, one of the first sauces.
Jennifer Lawrence has both. Have you seen the one with Jennifer Lawrence? Oh, my God. She's like, her eyes are just bawling. And she's just bawling. And she's still talking. And her nose is running. And she's like, can I get makeup, please? Yeah.
Awesome. Are you a spicy eater?
Yeah, I like spicy.
Yeah,
food.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too.
I mean, I don't like it where it hurts, you know?
I'm with you.
Like that.
Yeah.
Ghost pepper. You know, I'd like to taste something. But I don't mind spicy at all.
Yeah, I don't know why. But, I mean, when I see something really hot, like some of the hot sauces that you got me for Christmas, Carson, I've got to try them. I often regret it, but I got to try it. I don't know what it is that makes me just crave it.
You would like that show, Hot Ones.
I would, yeah. I should watch that.
Yeah,
because I love that. And I love the Food Network. I love watching that stuff.
This is like a podcast. I don't know how it pops up on my...
Is it a video?
Yeah, he does both, yeah.
Yeah, it's like streaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just pops up. I don't know how. It just pops up in my reels.
Social media is great with that.
All I know is Schmidel is trying to talk a lot, and his mouth is just moving, but I don't know what he's saying.
I don't know what he's saying.
It's a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It just pops up in my reels.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
Like, comes out every Thursday.
Literally just pops up in my reels.
Yeah. It's a good one.
I just don't even know how.
Yeah.
But we were talking about it. We were all at Duke's or whatever, and everybody's talking about it, going, that's the best show. I'm thinking, I don't know how I get it, but I do.
It's great. It's
it was really fun.
Yeah, maybe I should go to reels and look for it.
Well,
yeah.
Go to YouTube.
Go to YouTube.
Go to
looking
YouTube.
For it.
Yeah.
All right, we have the ghost pepper, so we'll give it a shot later on if you want to.
Man, this whole P. Diddy, Puff Diddy, Sean Diddy, the whole Combs thing, P. Yeah. Diddy, whatever. Whew, I think that he was having relations with Meek Mill.
I don't know what was going on. It's crazy.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
So they said, so I watched this video yesterday, and there's a whole thing about him calling Meek, and I watched the video, Daddy. And apparently in the world of, you know, boofing, you say daddy to each other.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I used to call my daddy.
Yeah,
and I never boofed.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, I think a child is different than two rappers calling each other daddy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Let's try it. I used to use the term daddy all the time.
Daddy. I understand. So I'm going to ask you a question, and you say, I'm just trying to live my best life, okay? Hey, BJ, how's it going?
I'm just trying to live my best life.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay, now try it again. All right, so we'll try it. Do it again.
Okay, do it again.
Hey, BJ, how's it going?
Oh, I'm just trying to live my best life.
That's right, Daddy. That's right, Daddy. You're being meek.
Shh. Oh, meek?
Yeah, you're meek. You just listen. You're in the pool, and you have your butt kind of up a little bit. And I go, that's right, Daddy. That's right, Daddy. You're living your best life, Daddy. That's right, Daddy.
Is my butt submerged or it's out of the water
now? It's a little bit out of the water?
It
looks like something might have happened.
Oh, this is creepy.
Yeah,
I didn't know all this about Daddy.
Yeah.
If I'd known this, this is creepy.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
You got to watch this video. It's very very odd. And so he's like, that's right, Daddy. That's right. You earned it, Daddy. You earned it. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Pete. You think he's in the country? All right, let's take a break. Okay, we'll come right back, okay? Right. We'll be right back. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started here on this Wednesday morning. Hello.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. Trouble, trouble, trouble. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, coming up in the program, and we'll do it after Tabloid Trash, Jamie has the scoop on what's going to cause the big problems when the big solar eclipse hits.
Well, no, I know why the warnings have been put out, because I was trying to figure it out, and I've been really researching this, because it doesn't make any sense. Why all these crazy warnings about food supplies and water supplies and all this? So I really dove in, and now I know why they're warning us.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. All right. So we have the scoop on that coming up in the program later on. That big solar eclipse happens on April 8th, which, we're only a couple of weeks away?
And I guess we won't have a total eclipse for 25 more years. Us, Colorado.
Or here in Colorado?
Yeah, I think we'll have a total one in 25 years.
I think we get 60%.
Yeah.
I think it is
like
for Colorado. Yeah. And the real real total, what do they call it? The totality?
Is happening between
South Texas, if you drew a line up to, let's say, Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
And it goes right through your old hometown.
It always does, it seems like.
Yeah,
That's when Ozzy Osbourne sang last time.
Yeah, it's going to get dark there.
Yeah,
I wonder why you guys get it all.
I don't know.
It ain't fair. Southern deal. No,
I know.
That ain't fair.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to P. Daddy.
Woo!
P. Daddy.
Diddy.
Daddy. Daddy Diddy.
P. Diddy.
I know, but you mentioned a few minutes ago.
Oh, Daddy.
Daddy.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
It's P. Daddy.
Okay.
We changed his name this morning.
All right.
Do you think he's on the run?
I don't know. I haven't seen him.
I think he is.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I do know that the one jet went from Los Angeles, but he wasn't on there. And that jet is in Antigua, right? But he wasn't on that one. And then the other jet was going to go take off from Miami with his family for spring break. But unfortunately, the TSA or whoever, I don't know who does it, they came on board and his drug mule was arrested for, he was on the plane ready to go with Diddy and all of them, and his drug mule was arrested with cocaine.
And Diddy was also talking to the feds at that same airport,
right,
at the Miami
airport. Because they stopped everybody.
Yeah, they stopped everybody. They all got off the flight.
Yeah.
Do you think? I think he might have gotten back on that flight and taken off.
I have no idea. I just saw him walking around.
If I were him, I'd be on the run.
Yeah,
I'd be running right now, because I think they got a lot of evidence on him. When they went in and raided that place, did you see how they ransacked that place, his house?
It was weird because I didn't see the inside of it. And then on TMZ, they said that they thought they would be really respectful. They weren't.
No,
they trashed it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay.
They should have to put that back together, because that's the rule at my house. If we cause a mess, it's up to you to put it back. And I think the Fed should have put his place back together.
That's crazy, because the analyst on TMZ yesterday, because I watched it, and he said, well, they're probably just looking for electronic information, so there's really no reason to ransack it.
They went through all the drawers and the bedrooms, everything.
Really?
The closets.
And it's not that they went through it. It's they threw it everywhere. It's the kitchen looks like just a total mess.
A war zone.
I swear, it looks like a tornado came through there.
Well, probably because they're used to knowing that people, like, maybe they hide stuff in their kitchen.
Yeah.
Like under the noodles.
And I think they got stuff. I do. I think there was stuff in that house, because according to the reports yesterday, P. Daddy had no idea he was under investigation, which I find that hard to believe, because all this came out, 2 weeks ago? You got to figure that you're being looked at. And they say that he had no idea it was coming, so therefore he couldn't remove anything from the house, or didn't.
Well, actually, if you want to play number two, the head of his security talks about what he might have.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
I know Puffy is smart enough, and he probably done already cleaned his houses, but sexual predators, what do they do? And we'd be like, damn, why? They treat their sex tapes like sexual predators hold on to their tapes, and cops know that. So I wouldn't be surprised if some store just, or some of Puffy properties, be getting raided real soon. They need to get to those tapes.
Oh, I like that. Hashtag Puffy property.
Yeah, so they're saying that tapes are maybe. And now Prince Harry is involved.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah. You got Prince Harry.
Yeah.
You got Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah, his name's been up there.
Yeah, Meek Mills, obviously.
Meek Mills.
Justin Bieber.
Jay-Z.
Justin Bieber is a sad one, and kind of really just, I don't even want to play this, but I guess we will. Here's the Justin Bieber one.
Justin, you ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like where we hanging out and what we doing, we can't really disclose. It's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. You know, I have been given custody of him. You know, he signed to Usher. I had legal guardianship of Usher when he did his first album. Usher's first album. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So, and we're going to go full crazy.
You know,
little voice. I mean, he's such a little kid in there.
I know. Yes.
And that's what's the disturbing part. I mean, you hear him like, yeah, I'm signed with Usher. He's just a little boy.
Yeah, but you listen to that, and he could be talking about music only. He could be. But knowing what we know now,
he's not talking about
music.
Every video
he's
seems
not talking
creepy.
About music at all.
Well, I'm just saying that it could be, and that
no, listen to it again, because he's not.
He says Buck Wild, doesn't
he? Yeah, he says Buck Wild, and he says he's going to be doing things, and it's not right.
You don't think it could be that we're talking about a music project and we just take it that way because of what we know now?
All right, well, let's just think of it as music only.
All right, music only.
Justin, you ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like where we hanging out and what we doing, we can't really disclose. It's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. You know, I have been given custody of him. You know, he signed to Usher.
I'm signed to Usher.
I had legal guardianship of Usher when he did his first album. Usher's first album. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So, and we're going to go full crazy.
We're going crazy.
I don't hear music.
Maybe I'm just thinking because we know.
That's what I'm saying. That you can take anything that you see with videos now with P. Diddy, and I mean you can translate it the other direction now.
Yeah,
and that's just part of being caught, you know. And I'm not trying to defend this guy. I'm just telling you, this guy, he's in a world of trouble, man. I don't know when his arrest is coming, but you got to figure it's going to happen within the next 48 hours.
Because there's a ton of videos with him with Usher where he keeps saying like, "I have full custody of him. I have full custody." And he says that about Justin, but then he backtracks and goes, he says, "I have full custody of him." And then he goes, "I don't have full custody of him, but, you know, I have full custody of Usher."
Yeah. What is the Prince Harry connection? Because I can't make that out.
I don't know.
I don't get it. I mean, you mentioned Prince Harry, but I don't get the connection there. I've seen pictures.
It's just this guy. It's the guy that said that he was sexually assaulted or whatever. He's the one that mentions Prince Harry. He doesn't say how, but he says that Prince Harry hung around with P. Diddy and that you had access to him, hanging around with him. He didn't accuse him of anything.
Right. But I saw pictures of him with P. Diddy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what the connection. I've read the same thing you've read, but I haven't seen any crazy stuff going on with him.
It's all
I don't know.
Ugly.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the program. Stand by.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. Oh, this is so great.
What are you excited for?
Well, thanks for asking.
Yeah, well, I want to know what the excitement on your face is all about.
Well, I'm getting married.
No? Huh?
Yeah.
You're getting married?
Getting married, yep.
When did this happen?
Today, yeah.
Well,
I mean, I just decided this morning I'm getting married, yep. Mm-hmm. That's because I was reading that the lead singer, the man with the best abs in the freaking business, Dan Reynolds of Imagine Dragons, is officially divorced.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Oh, that guy. Oh, my God. Have you seen his abs?
No.
Have you seen his body?
I don't even know who you're talking about.
The lead singer of Imagine Dragons?
I don't know him.
Oh. He performs every single concert with a shirt off.
Yes,
with
his shirt off. His shirt is off. It's just so off. Oh, my God. I love him.
He shows it off.
Yeah. He works very hard on those abs. He's got the best body in music. He, without a doubt.
I thought it was Lenny Kravitz.
No, he's just sexy. He doesn't have the best body. But I would say that this guy really gives Adam Levine a run for his money because he's more bulky. Adam Levine is kind of scrawnier.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Dan Reynolds has muscles on muscles.
Yeah, he's skinny. Sure.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Dan Reynolds of Imagine Dragons and his wife, their divorce has been finalized 11 months after she filed for divorce, and I have just been waiting.
Now, why did she dump him?
Irreconcilable differences.
He must have cheated or something. So, you know, you get out on tour. You're one of those dragons. Got your shirt off already.
They have four kids together, and he just left the Mormon church. His entire family is Mormon, but he didn't agree with the LGBTQ, ideology, if you will, of the Mormon faith. And so he said he still recognizes being Mormon because it's a culture, but he doesn't practice being a Mormon. So anyway, I'm so happy. God, I can't wait to marry him.
Well, good luck with it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna run my tongue up and dab at his abs.
Okay, we get it.
It's that good.
I gotta look him up. I haven't seen the guy.
God.
I don't know who you're talking about.
All right. Everybody's mad at Taylor Swift.
Why?
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce because they were in the Bahamas and then they flew to Los Angeles and then they ate at Nobu, which is all fine and dandy. But then they shut down a gym for 2 hours and all the gym people that had memberships weren't allowed to work out.
Really?
Yeah, so everybody's mad. Everybody's like, why would you do that? She's done this before at the same gym.
Yeah.
In fact, she tried to get Justin Bieber kicked out of there the last time she wanted to work out at this place. It's some kind of high-performance gym. I don't know. But people were saying this. Look, you just rented in the Bahamas a $25,000 a night house with a full gym, full everything. I mean, it's a mansion in the Bahamas. Why wouldn't you just rent another Airbnb or whatever in L.A. and work out there?
And I would assume that if you're in Los Angeles that, yeah, you're right. You're right, at Airbnb. Or fly to Kansas City where, you know, Travis has that big house.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got a gym.
Probably so.
You don't have to put everybody out over at Vasa.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think it was like Vasa, but okay.
Yeah, it's way more bougie. Way more bougie.
I don't know. Vasa, in my opinion, is pretty bougie.
Oh, is it?
Vasa's real nice.
It's nice, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
But I feel like this place has like those electrodes and, you know,
it's in LA.
Yeah. Yeah, it has all the stuff, like all the weirdness and all the. Like
it's called a dog pound.
Yeah. Yeah.
They probably have a tanning bed where you lift weights and just get tanned.
I bet you're right.
Think too, being in Los Angeles, that there would be a rule out there that no matter who you are, because there are some big names in LA, no matter who you are, you can't shut down the gym.
Yeah, she
did.
You know
what I mean?
Her and Travis shut down the gym. And what was the saddest part is that the employees were standing outside. The actual front desk lady, two of the personal trainers, and the maintenance guy, they were all standing outside because they weren't allowed in either.
Okay, that's pretentious. Like, that's on a whole nother level.
Well, I guess so. The only thing I can think of is when you lift, it's pretty It's pretty personal. You know how, like, you're on the bench and your legs are spread when you're doing
benches? Or you're doing squats.
Yeah,
or,
like, I mean, I guess maybe they could get up.
Take a picture. You never
know. I mean, she has to be careful of pictures. I get that, because you could be compromised a little bit, like, get a weird picture.
Well, not only that, she's pressing, like, 6 pounds.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing, too. I mean, she probably doesn't lift that much weight.
My only thought is that they saw the pictures of the, because I was like, why would you go to LA, go to Nobu, and then go work out? And I was like, oh, you know what? Because everybody's hypercritical of their own pictures. They saw the pictures of them at the beach in Bahamas. Yeah. He's like thinking, I don't look beefy enough. And she's thinking, ooh, I have a little pooch.
You know, that's funny that you say that, because I looked at those pictures and I was like, Travis Kelce does not look like an athlete.
He doesn't.
He has a dad bod. Like, it's kind of weird.
It was weird. And I mean, I don't want to, you know, critique his body, because he's an amazing football player, but he got a little soft.
Yeah, I agree.
There's nothing wrong with soft.
No, there's nothing wrong.
Challenge is in, folks.
But some people like to.
Yeah. I get it. His belly. The abs.
Travis doesn't have any abs.
No, not at all.
He's nice and squishy.
Yeah, he needs to get on Dan Reynolds' plan.
All right, let's hear. I don't really want to do this, because I feel dirty when I even talk about P. Diddy. It's just gross to me, the whole thing that's going down. I feel like he might have done bad things. I know for a fact that, I mean, I don't know for a fact, but the Usher thing is just disturbing. Since he was 12, you know, I think he groomed him. I do believe he groomed him. I think he spent 48 hours with Justin Bieber and probably tried things. Hopefully Justin Bieber's team was there.
Yeah.
Because P. Diddy does mention that Justin Bieber is there with a bro. He says that. So I'm hoping Scooter or somebody was there to protect him. But we can listen to the Justin Bieber thing. Again, the only good news in this audio is he mentions that Justin is there with somebody.
Yeah.
You ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like where we hanging out and what we doing, we can't really disclose. It's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. You know, I have been given custody of him. You know, he signed to Usher.
I'm signed to Usher.
I had legal guardianship of Usher when he did his first album. Usher's first album. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So, and we're going to go full crazy.
We're going crazy.
You know, I'm just waiting on the next phase of this.
I know.
Just find out what the feds are going to charge him with, what they're going to say that he's guilty of, in their opinion, whatever evidence they have.
I hope it just doesn't turn into an Epstein thing where nothing happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's being compared already, too, with the whole Epstein thing, that nobody's ever been arrested. No names have come out. It's been hidden.
That girl was.
What do you mean?
What's her name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maxwell.
Maxwell.
Yeah, but no big figures, politicians,
that
nature, who went to Epstein Island, and they know that for a fact. They have the logs on that, and none of that's been happening, so they're like, why did he? You didn't do anything with Epstein.
Jamie, just because he had another guy with him doesn't mean nothing happened. I agree with you. I'm just saying.
We don't know.
I'm just saying, if you heard what I said, I hope this person was an adult, like, you know, Scooter or somebody like that.
Someone intervened.
That intervened, right? Because that's our problem with the whole Usher situation, is his parents just didn't know.
Yeah, and again, it's not like we're sitting here saying this happened. We don't know. We have no idea what happened. We just know that he's under investigation, and the feds don't go in.
He's disgusting.
They don't ransack your place for no reason at all. They're looking for something. The word's been out there. You've got other people out there that have accused Diddy of this for a long, long time. And so let's just wait and see what happens.
There's one... I mean, there's videos everywhere. But there's one where he's talking to Jamie Foxx. I think it's Jamie Foxx. I don't know who it was. Anyway, and he says, Usher and I wake up together. We wake up in the morning. And then the comedian's like, what did you just say? Like, what? And he goes, and we wrestle over Frosted Flakes. And the comedian's like, okay.
That's Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. That's what it was.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Did you see that one?
I did. It's really weird. Oh. And he just literally stops. He's like, what the hell is he talking about?
Exactly.
He just stops him from talking.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He's like, Kevin Hart says, Diddy, what are you saying?
Yeah. And he doesn't let him keep talking.
Yeah, because it's disturbing.
Yeah.
He's basically saying, he's like, you know, I was older and he was younger, and we'd wake up and we'd wrestle over Frosted Flakes. And Kevin Hart's just like, What are you? Holy what, yeah. What are
it's
you doing?
The weirdest thing. Ever.
I like Frosted Flakes too.
Yeah, we all do.
I'd fight you for him.
Would you wrestle him?
Yeah.
Every morning.
Yeah.
Would you call him Daddy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn us to those Frosted Flakes, Daddy.
So I was on Twitter. Oh,
my God.
That was just weird. I was on Twitter and I was watching what all these people were saying about P. Diddy calling Meek Mills Daddy. So Meek Mills is in the swimming pool. And, well, basically, I'll just let you listen to it. How about that? Number four.
Man, you doing it, man. You deserve it, Daddy. You putting in that work. I'm proud of you. I love you.
They're like, you don't call another man Daddy.
No.
You
just...
Well, there's a lot of Meek Mill stuff out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's really weird.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what to think of that either.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I don't either, Daddy.
I don't either. I don't
like,
either.
Like, just to say that.
Yeah,
like,
just that, no.
It bugs me when all Bunny calls Jelly Roll is Daddy. And it freaks me out because she doesn't even call him, like, Roll or Gel. She just calls him Daddy all the time because I follow her. You follow her, too.
Yeah.
You see it like
she, it's disturbing.
She doesn't call him by his name ever. She's just like, hey, Daddy, what are you doing? Daddy.
That whole just Daddy in general, I just can't get it.
I don't know. All right. And then here is the final report from Fox LA, number three.
Jones lived and traveled with Diddy for 13 months. The complaint states, Mr. Jones was sexually harassed and assaulted by Mr. Combs. It also states Mr. Combs required Mr. Jones to solicit sex workers. The complaint goes on to claim Diddy has hidden cameras in every room of his homes and that there are recordings of celebrities, music label executives, politicians, and athletes in compromising positions.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever see him, though.
I don't want to see him.
I don't think they'll ever release any of this stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure they won't because they said he was using it as a blackmail situation. And so if the feds got a hold of it, they're not going to release it, you know? I mean, that's just...
I'm not even sure they'll confirm that it exists.
Oh, gotcha.
Kind of like the Epstein stuff.
Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, if you're checking your tickets this morning with the Mega Millions...
Well, we won $22.
We did?
$22.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you're checking your tickets this morning, a big winner. $1 billion in New Jersey. Not here in Colorado.
Oh,
but there was $1 million winner in Colorado, yeah, so you might want to check that ticket anyway.
Yeah, don't throw them away because somebody in Colorado won $1 million.
And then a big Powerball drawing tonight. $865 million. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.